It was a shocking event, almost unbelievable, so disturbing it brought a usually unflappable President Obama to tears. A gunman headed to Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, where he killed 20 first graders and 6 teachers and then himself. That was nearly 11 years ago, and the tragedy galvanized a new push for gun safety regulations. But little has changed, except for more school shootings and other mass shootings that have taken many more lives.
It's about too easy access to too many guns with very little regulations. That's what it is. That's what sets us apart.
That's Mark Barden. His son Daniel was 7 years old when he was killed at Sandy Hook. And Barden is keeping his son's memory and his own hopes for change alive through a new documentary.
It's a way to involve a whole new constituency and hopefully just increase the engagement of folks who want to see us do better.
A Father's Promise is out in select theaters on Friday. It's executive produced by Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Sheryl Crow and tells how Barden, at least, found his path to healing and meaning. I spoke with him about it recently.
You know, we think about and miss our Daniel every single day, all the time, and do everything we can to prevent other families from having to endure this.
You know, one moment that struck me in the film was when your wife Jackie said she couldn't believe that her son was killed. She just thought, there's just no way. And I'm sorry to take you back to that moment, but do you remember what was your first thought?
Oh, very much similar. When I was at home, having dropped off all 3 kids on their respective buses that morning, and I started getting text messages and phone calls and emails about, you know, a lockdown in the district. And I remember thinking, okay, you know, they're taking a safety precaution for whatever reason. And then a neighbor called and said there was a shooting at Sandy Hook. And I was just in motion, flying down to the school where I had been many, many times as a volunteer for various things, and arriving on a scene that looked incomprehensible with all of the emergency vehicles and personnel all over this little provincial setting. It just looked surreal. And as more information became available and that maybe there was a shooting inside the school, and I immediately started to gear up to, if that's true, I'm going to have to figure out how to explain that to this beautiful little empath, which is our Daniel. And as the morning went on, you know, the news became more clear. And sometimes, you know, it's hard now to imagine that Daniel is gone and gone forever.
You know, for you, you're a musician, a professional musician, and music is so much a part of your life. And it was a part of your kids' lives, and how you, at first, you just didn't want to touch an instrument. And could you just talk a little bit about that?
You're right, because as a musician, the natural tendency is to think, well, a devastating tragedy occurs, and that's going to be your solace, and that's what you'll turn to for comfort. And I think because all 3 of my children, James, Natalie, and Daniel, were very connected to my music, and Daniel very much so, as a result, I just couldn't get near music or think about playing guitar for quite some time after that. And it's been a journey in process. And the work that I've been able to do through Rick Korn's documentary has afforded me some wonderful musical opportunities and kind of continuance of my journey back to music, back to my true self, I should say.
Some of the film, and I'm just for people who haven't seen it yet, and it's a little different from what people might expect, is, I mean, yes, there is footage of you playing and of them playing, but some of it is just them letting you talk. How was that for you? Was that helpful?
You know, maybe in retrospect, but in the moment, it's difficult for me to hear myself tell my story or hear somebody introduce me as the father or the parent of, you know, a child who was murdered. It's still hard to comprehend that. And then to connect it with music, to know that now that my true self in my music self has been able to merge with the advocacy work that I've been doing for the last 11 years, it's an interesting worlds collide moment for me that I think has a lot of potential.
People who don't know you maybe as a musician, don't know your connection to these other musicians, might know you or remember you from your work in helping to launch the Sandy Hook Promise Political Action Fund, because you were very visible in the immediate aftermath, hoping to achieve some sort of policy changes that might have made a difference here. Tell us, for people who aren't familiar with it, what does the Sandy Hook Promise Political Action Fund hope to accomplish?
Before we had a good sense of how we wanted to evolve as an organization, we did advocate for passing the Manchin-Toomey Universal Background Check bill. And when that bill failed, it was kind of a catalyst for us to re-examine the model. And yes, you still have to continue to support and introduce bipartisan school safety and gun safety and mental health at the policy level. But we also learned that there are always warning signs before somebody harms themselves or others. And those warning signs represent opportunities for people who are trained how to identify them and have the tools to get that individual connected to the help or the services they need before it becomes a tragedy. I think we're on our 16th school shooting that students trained in our Know the Science program followed the model and prevented from happening, along with over 500 suicides that didn't happen because of students trained in our Know the Science programs knew how to get themselves the help that they need. And to get the word out that we have this product, we have a something that's working, and it doesn't cost anything. Bringing that through musicians and having them explain to their base, you know, there are solutions available to us. And gunshot is the number one cause of death for young people under 19 in this country. It should be on everybody's list of something to be talking about and doing something about.
Mark Barden is the father of Daniel Barden, who, as we mentioned, was killed in Sandy Hook Elementary School on December 14th, 2012. He and his family are featured in a new film, A Father's Promise, which is out in select theaters on Friday. Mark Barden, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it.